So when I left the Whitney that day, I had the idea for the story that I wanted to tell, but I didn't have that voice. I had glimpses of it. I could kind of sense what it could be. But it took me about a year to find the voice of the novel. And during that first year of work on the book, I read 7 or 8 biographies of O'Keefe. I read 15, almost 20, I think, catalogs from art exhibits of either O'Keefe shows, earlier O'Keefe shows, or Stieglitz shows, or the work of other artists in the Stieglitz circles, you know, artists who were making art during that period of time when she was living in New York, again, those years, 1917 to 1933, which was her East Coast life. You know, we don't think of O'Keefe as having an East Coast life, but those were the years, again, that really forged her greatness. But during that first year of work, I couldn't find the voice of the book. I'd get these little glimpses of it, fragments of scene, and like little pieces of, you know, what she might have been thinking or feeling or wondering during this period of time and in relationship to these true events and circumstances. And I knew that I wanted to craft a novel that was entirely grounded in true events. You know, I wanted to stay as close to the facts as I could, but I wanted to explore O'Keefe's emotional response and also, you know, what she fought for, what she ached for, what she dreamed during that period of time when she lived in New York. And so I knew I wanted to write the novel from the first person, you know, in an imagined O'Keefe's voice. But I wanted it to be grounded in real life events and peopled only with real life characters. But that first year, I couldn't quite, you know, nailed voice. And it wasn't until one day I was actually down, we live near the Westport River, and I was down at the river with my two boys. And I remember I was sitting on the dock, and they were much younger, because it's taken me so many years to write this book. But they were much younger, and they had their little jeans rolled up, and they were wading in the water. And I was lying on the dock in the sun, and I had my eyes closed, and I remember the words came, "I no longer love you as I once did in the dazzling rush of those early days. Time itself was feverish then. Our bodies filled with fire." And I remember I sat up and I looked around and the whole world was different. I felt like something had shifted and that I had found my way in. But I feel like voice is in many ways the most driving force of a story. Like we think of plot and we think of scene sequence as being key to the evolution and the thing that really drives a reader. But voice, you know, we know, you know, reader knows in the first few, you know, paragraphs or the first few sentences if they're going to fall in love with the book or not. And I believe that voice, which is that ineffable, you know, quality of any piece of writing, is really the thing that carries us through.